Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we have decided to talk about aging parents. And once again, on this week, we have a topic that is focusing on family, and it is focusing on aging parents. All right, so look, people, do you want to kick it off, or do you want me to kick it off?
Aging parents, circle of life. The circle of life.
Yes. All right. So with the circle of life. All right. So for those of you who don't know, we both have parents that are getting older and wiser. We have a serious topic for everyone today, and hopefully what we're going to talk about actually helps someone.
Yes.
So I guess I'll kick it off then. So with my aging parent, my dad is currently 89 years young.
Yes.
And so the reason we came up with this topic is because the decision had to be made about what we were going to do with my aging father. My dad was recently driving,
right.
4 months ago probably, or something like that. So my dad was still driving and basically living on his own.
Right.
Even though he was moving around a little slow, right? But I think he ended up getting something like pneumonia or something like that. And it took his strength. I think it was pneumonia and RSV, right? If I remember right. So basically he went into this place that was a rehab, and I really do believe that more harm than good was done in the place, because we actually went down to visit, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah. And mostly he was just sitting there
in the chair
or whatever, and not really moving around. And so that caused him to lose his strength and mobility, if you will. So, because before that, you know, like I said, he was still driving at 89, even though he wasn't driving very fast or whatever, you know, he would always tip around town or whatever. So he was good to go with that. But like I said, I think the place did more harm than good.
I do too.
So, yeah, so he ended up getting out of that place and going back home, and he didn't have anyone there with him, and I think he only lasted there a few days or something like that.
Long at all.
So he ended up going back in the hospital, and then now he is in assisted living facility, and that was probably one of the toughest decisions. I can only tell my side of the story. So me and Mimi, we're separated by about 7 hours from our families, if you will. So our families are in the state of South Carolina, and we live in the state of Virginia. So probably about 7 hours. So we don't get to see our siblings, parents
every day.
Matter of fact, weekly. Yeah, matter of fact, it could be 5 months or 6 months or something like that.
I think it's about four months at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you saying 4 months. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I know this last time it was like 3 months, mm-hmm, because of the circumstances that's going on.
Right.
But for the most part, though, it could be 6 months, mm-hmm, or yeah, something like,
yes,
that. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's why I said what I said. Mm-hmm. But thank you for correcting me on that. All right, so with my situation,
right,
and I can only talk about my side of it. So, mm-hmm, I have two older siblings, and I am the youngster of the family, and the sibling that is next to me is about 9 years older, mm-hmm, than me. So my dad, he still refers to me as the baby. Mm-hmm. So even with our recent trip that we just got back from, going down to South Carolina, you know, and him being in the assisted living / rehab place, he was introducing me as the baby,
yep,
right? And I'm by no means a baby. I guess I am the baby.
Always
by,
be his baby.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm pretty old to be a baby. But yeah, so that's a whole nother story. So I'm always the baby. But I guess we are trying to make light of the situation. But when you have aging parents, and then you have to make a decision on what to do because they can no longer live by themselves, and there's,
and they can't accept it.
Yeah, and they can't accept it, mm-hmm, right? Basically just what you just said. Mm-hmm. So how do you handle that? How do you handle the aging parents? Mm-hmm. You know, I know some people in our society, the siblings, or whatever, the kids, they take over the responsibility, mm-hmm, of taking care of the parents, mm-hmm, right? But in our situation, we didn't have anyone who was able, I guess,
take on that responsibility. We need to talk about that as well.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's not easy being a caretaker.
Correct. Yes.
Physically, emotionally, mentally, any of it.
Yeah, okay. So you want to talk about that part of it then?
Yeah. So
it's
that,
not easy being a
exactly
caretaker?
It's like you love your parent, okay? You love your parent. You have a life of your own, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what do you do? How do you make that decision?
Yes. And right? That's what we're trying to talk about here now
how
today.
How do you make that decision? Because that's a very hard decision.
Because
that's a around the clock responsibility. That's like having a baby again.
Yes. So, even though they're older.
Even though they're older. That's
yeah, correct. And, so, you know, I mean, it's really tough.
It's tough.
And it's something that I guess needs to be talked about because,
mm-hmm, it is.
God willing, we all may get to that age.
And you never know the circumstances. You don't know your
because,
circumstances when you get that to that age, because we do know of people that has gotten that age and they still lived on their own.
Yes, correct. Matter of fact, we have the guy in our neighborhood,
mm-hmm,
who's like 90 something.
Yeah,
right.
He still walks his dog. Yeah.
And he still drives, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So every situation, mm-hmm, is unique.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what your situation or what your family dynamics are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a serious topic.
It is very
that
serious.
You, as a child of someone that may have elderly parents or,
mm-hmm,
whatever,
mm-hmm,
that you probably need to start thinking about.
That's true.
You know, and so that's why we are actually doing, mm-hmm, this, mm-hmm, topic today. to give you something to actually think about, because we are going through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just to be transparent with the listening audience here, so a decision had to be made, and it's three of us that's still here living.
Right.
And we have two older brothers that
You are in Virginia and they are in.
Have
two in South
Carolina. So, right. I'm glad you kind of laid that out. But we said that, that we're like 7 hours away from our siblings.
Right.
So they all live in South Carolina. And so when the decision was being made, so my vote wasn't for that right away, because I live so far away that I still see my parent as independent and being able to take care of themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and not seeing the full picture of it, right?
You hate to accept what you see, though.
Yes, and you hate to
accept
what
you
see,
and then you don't even want to admit it. But you know that they need around the care, around the clock care.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And then you put yourself in your in your siblings'
situation,
because they're not spring chickens anymore.
Correct.
Know?
Yes. So, yeah, so we're talking about people that's in their 60s, right? I mean, I'm 25,
know.
Yeah, so I'm trying to make light of the situation here.
Mm-hmm.
But I am the baby, though, and, like I said, we do live far away. So, and I'm not making any excuses for myself, but it is a tough, hard decision.
Now, if we were there now, to be fair, if we were there, I know that we would try our best.
Correct.
We would try our best. You know, we would have him at our house, you know, we would have him with us to see how that goes, and I'm sure, that would just change the dynamics of our life.
Yeah, correct.
You know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot to think about,
it really is.
So, if you have this situation, or you know that your parents are getting older, it's something that you have to think about. And I mean, I'm just being honest with you, because it is hard and it's tough.
The thing is, people don't want to think about it.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it could happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
So I never thought that, because I always look at my dad as someone who's always going fishing, up at the market.
He used to be in the
garden. Or up at the market selling his little produce, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough, So with that, it's a hard decision.
Yes.
So
yes.
Like I said, our family, or me and my siblings, the decision was made to let him go into the assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be transparent. It was some conflict because of that between me and my siblings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just to be flat out honest with, the people, because you have to. And it was some hurt feelings, and more so it was, I guess, on both sides, to be honest with you, because I guess it was like I wasn't hearing what they were saying and they wasn't hearing what I was saying, because I understood what the decision was, but I wanted my dad to have some input or some buy-in to the situation. And when I say buy-in, even though we know that
he
cannot stay by himself, I'm of the mindset of, hey, let's talk to him and, you know, try to get him to buy in on going in and doing at the least, assisted living, right?
Just talk to him about it.
You know,
at least.
Yeah.
We knew that he needed the, you know, the care.
Yeah, just, correct.
We just wanted to respect him.
Yes.
Talking
but
to him.
The one of the siblings or the sibling said, okay, well, we will leave that part up to you, right? And I didn't like that, to be honest
with
you.
The way he said it. It's not what he said.
Yeah. Well, everything is always the way it's said, you know? Yeah. And that's all I was saying, like, with the presenting the facts, you know, to my dad of, hey, listen, you cannot be down there by yourself where you can barely, you know, get around and take care of yourself or whatever. So how I would have presented it is, so what do you think about, you know, going here to this place or whatever, and not just, he has no choice, right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's all in, like you said earlier, how you present the stuff,
right,
you know, and how you present the situation. So I don't think, just me personally, none of us handled the situation the best.
Because
right?
it's a touchy situation for one. You know, for you, and then, you know, to accepting what you're seeing in your dad, even though we know that it can get better.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So.
Well, I'm a firm believer that it can get better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, but I just kind of wanted to get the people thinking for today, you know, that, hey, these are things that your family may have to face.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you first get married, just like we got married at, what, 21?
Yes.
You don't think about that. Of course, our parents were younger back then.
A lot younger.
A lot younger. Because
we're talking 34 years ago, right?
34 years ago.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, you never even really think about it. Like, you know, you don't. You see and maybe you hear things here and there, but you don't really think about it at that age. You know, 21, that's like a kid. And then my parents were, what, 40-something? That's young.
Yes, correct.
You know, and then your parents are a little older.
Yes.
Of course, they're, I think, about 8, 9 years older than
yes.
they
are. Yeah,
so.
That's right. Yeah, like 9 years older, I would say.
So you
never
think about, you know, them
yeah,
going
what could
down.
Happen, you know, with this situation with them aging gracefully or whatever, you know, and what could happen. I think I heard someone say that, I think it was one of my siblings who said they never thought about this type of situation, you know, and having to make a decision like that. And like I said, I know that it is a hard situation. And so let's get into this part of it, though. The guilt that I feel, I'm not going to say we, but I feel the guilt of being separated by 7 hours sometimes from my dad and my family.
There's something else I wanted to mention. My dad got sick early.
Okay.
You know, dad was in the wheelchair before he died.
Yes.
So mom was there. I mean, that's a little bit different.
Yes.
But still, I was separated from him when he, you know, he was in a wheelchair and he couldn't do anything for himself.
Yes.
But mom was there. But that's just, that is different. That's totally different. I think dad was like, what, 60? Oh, no, even before then. Like, yeah, before then.
Yeah, so that's another part of it, too. You know, so you got to think about that, too.
Mom was there. Mom took care of him.
Yes, correct. So she had somebody there.
Yeah.
And,
so, and it wasn't, that's the thing, it wasn't too bad because I know mom was there, you know, and then she had
people
to come.
Yeah, so that's the difference. So my mom, my actual mom, passed away when I was only 25 years old. So, you know, my dad, he ended up getting, he ended up having a friend or whatever, you know, another friend.
Right.
And she just passed away last year, right?
Almost
so
a year ago.
Now, you know, he's separated by himself. So it's a lot that you got to actually think about, you know, and you hope that your companion or your spouse and you can grow old together and take care of each other. You know what I'm saying? That is the ideal scenario, but we know that life isn't fair and sometimes things actually happen.
And
right?
Then, you have, just have to make the best of life, you know, when it's good.
Yes. Yes. So, yes. Yeah. So you cannot take life for granted.
That's right.
So if you don't take anything else from this podcast, don't take life for granted. You know,
at a young age, don't take, even at a young age, don't take it for granted.
Yes. Do the best that you can do while you have the strength and you can do it.
And take care of yourself as best as possible.
Yes.
You know?
And try to treat people how you would like to be treated.
Right.
Right? And I just want to say, I want to go on the record. My dad has actually been on our podcast. If you can look back, maybe it was like a year or so ago, something like that. So check it out. Listen to that podcast. And, you know, he's talking about his marriage to my mom and how he grew up and stuff like that. So we have some memories and things that could live on, you know. So, I mean, and he is still here. And 89 years old, God willing, this year he'll be 90.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's just some things for you to think about. So that is what we wanted to present to you guys today. And just to let you know, once again, to be transparent, there was some conflict that came out of this. But I believe now that it has been resolved and, you know, we could just try to move forward and continue to be there for our dad. And you know, 89 years old, hey, that's a blessing in itself.
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
So, well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you,
and
there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
We'll be praying for you. Peace and blessings.
Until
next time. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media LLC. Twitter. Just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and
there's
nothing
you
can
do
about
it. Peace and blessings. Until
next
time. Don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.